Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Uncensored Pump of the Love Sponge show, or it'll be a tad bit more offensive. Here. Hello.
Pump. Hello.
Or I got 119 clicks lined up.
138. Ah. I'm climbing.
Meh.
140. Climbing.
Biden should have, while addressing the women yesterday at the White House, instead of saying, oh, I like the chocolate chip cookies. I heard there's some chocolate chip cookies down here.
Use ice cream, please.
Ice cream. You should have said, you ladies have been trying to get into the equal rights deal for a long time. Well, we now have an active shooter in Nashville that's technically a chick.
Well, he talked about it a little bit. It's the gun's fault.
No.
That's it earlier.
I mean, how rare is a school shooting? I don't know that there's ever been one from a woman.
Last
YouTube.
2020?
No, 2019
in Colorado. Colorado school shooting.
In the YouTube headquarters.
One was killed, but 8 were injured. Two transgender women went in there and shot up a school.
Equal rights, man.
Yeah, 2019, I believe it was.
So the woman, the individual, I can just say it over here, the woman who's transgendering, I'm sorry, the woman, the human being that was in the school shooting that killed 3 kids and 3 teachers, or 3, I should say, employees at the Christian faith-based school in Tennessee, was born a woman.
A double X.
With a vagina and women like tits. And I'm assuming this person is transitioning to be a man. Correct? That's why everybody's so freaked out, because Audrey. She was born Audrey.
Elizabeth Hale.
And is she now trying to go to Aubrey?
Well, or, she's dead.
You're the one that started the Aubrey thing. There's no Aubrey at all. Right. It's
so
Audrey.
She, him, them, hers, hims, never changed their name. except maybe put the Elizabeth part in there.
So that's, I mean, police are identifying her because her legal name is Audrey Elizabeth Hale.
All right. Now,
so
my
that's what police identified
my my legal name is Bubba the Love Sponge Clem.
Yes.
It's my legal name. It's changed legally.
Yes.
Did she have a name change? I'm just saying, let's mine legitimately.
Yeah, but you weren't born that with that
name. No, what I'm saying is, I doubt she was born with that name.
Yeah, that was her birth name.
She probably was born that way. Maybe people called her other things.
Yeah, that was her birth name.
Legally, that was her name.
Yeah, she could have said, hey, call me whatever, but that's her legal name.
Yeah.
And it wasn't through a name change.
No.
No, this person was born female.
Yeah.
So that would make sense that she would have a female name
at birth. Oh, I'm sorry.
Birth.
Yeah, right. You're right. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
I'm fucked up as Biden.
It's okay. Do you need some ice cream?
I came down here to do this show today because I heard there was some chocolate chip ice cream that Anna fucking made. Homemade? No, you know what I heard? Heard she made some fucking, work with me here, some homemade ice cream sandwiches.
Yeah.
And they're super fucking good and thick. And that's why I'm down here to do this show. I was upstairs helping the merch quick do merchandise, packing those fucking koozies we got there at BubbaArmyStore.com. And I heard that there was a bunch of bitches down here that liked ice closed sandwiches.
That's about right.
This was the other one I was saying from 2019.
You want another donut?
No, Blitz.
Come on.
God damn it, Blitz, you fucker.
I didn't bring him in.
I'm so fucking mad at you today. I fucking put over your hair. You're like Keanu Reeves, fucking thick and rugged. And it's okay, I'm going to get a cut today. And then you know I'm on a diet.
I am too. I didn't bring him in.
Well, thank you for the offer, but you know, I also, right after this shitty show, have to go do a fucking food review.
There's some sandwiches in the freezer if you'd like to try one.
What kind?
Again. Of the ice cream variety.
Oh, no, Anna, those almost put me in a fucking sugar coma.
Stop.
My fucking God. I ate one. I actually got nauseous. And I didn't get nauseous on the fact
maybe
that
it went off.
What? What?
Maybe they're rotten.
Yeah, they've been
It wasn't based on the quality.
Oh, was it?
No. Or that it had E. coli or mold.
Because they've been in the freezer for at least a few days.
That doesn't matter. Fuck. You think I'm the least... First of all, I'm the last guy in the world that's going to worry about some bullshit like that.
Oh, really? She doesn't do stuff
like
that.
Hold on. What the fuck, Blitz? You know that if my sandwich fell down in the dirt, I'd end up...
Lummy?
Yeah, but Blitz, what are you getting at?
Yeah,
you shits. We'd eat anything off the floor.
Yeah, like, what the fuck are you getting at? I'm tired of your negativity.
Ice cream doesn't go bad
what
in
the fuck?
Freezer, Blitz.
Yeah.
You dumbass.
Lummy, why would you say that?
Because that's what you're trying to accuse Bubba of.
Yeah, what's going on here that you two are like, did you know that they were rotten?
No, Lummy too. Lummy knows.
Because
there was ice cream cake in the freezer for like 3 days and you accused it of going rotten.
Yeah, because you ate a fourth of it. You got sick.
Who did?
You did.
You said it went rotten
a
in the
quarter
freezer.
Of the cake. You got sick, and then you're like, oh, cake is rotten.
You remember? You made Lummy take it and put it in the back of his truck, and the birds ate it.
How many times a day, Anna, do you do your Bubba impersonation?
A day? Yeah. Oh, my God. 50?
Like, if anytime
we were
you want
to. Sam's Club
anytime
yesterday.
You want to say something that, like, is, like, kind of making. That you shouldn't say as a person, then you just turn into me, and you can say it. You can be like.
I was like, can someone fucking help me over here?
Meanwhile, you know.
The printer's broken.
You know, meanwhile, you really want some help, but you, as a lady, don't want to be like, so you just go. That's on my fucking hat. My printer's broken.
My printer's broken. They got a printer gimmick on this caper.
Fucking A.
There's a deal here right now.
There is a printer conspiracy going on. Printers can fuck off.
Exactly.
Well, this was out of paper.
Yeah, well, listen to this.
We're at Sam's Club trying to get a receipt. And out of paper.
Oh, welcome.
Can someone help me? God damn it.
God damn it. I know why. Because I'm fat. Fat people.
It's Sam's Club. You can't leave the store without showing a fucking receipt.
Yeah, well.
That's how they get you.
I can't even tell you last time I've been to a fucking Walmart. I'll never step foot in that fucking place.
I was a Sam's Club. But
same thing. Fucking
well,
all.
We needed toilet paper, paper towels.
Yeah.
I need to check my blood pressure.
Yeah,
water.
I got an indentured servant for that.
That's why I was there. It's all stuff for here.
Yeah. So anyway, Anna, it was. I got sick off of it because it was so.
Ate too much.
No, I bet you the half of the ice cream sandwich that I ate, the homemade half that I ate from you, I bet it had 200 grams of sugar in it.
No, it didn't.
If a single Coca-Cola has 53 grams of sugar in it.
Yeah.
Okay, that's just a single fucking nice 12-ounce Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
Yours was jam-packed.
It maybe had like between 60 to 70.
For a half?
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Well, depending on the size of the cookie sandwich, but yours was like a small to medium size.
What do you think one of your cookie sandwiches, a whole one, sugar? I mean, sugar grams. That's what makes me sick because I'm on the Zempic, and if you fucking start eating a bunch of sugar.
Probably a big one is probably close to like 300 to 400 calories. You're probably looking at like 90 grams of sugar.
Yeah, that's probably about right.
Yeah, I'm guessing.
So let's call it an even 100.
Okay.
So, yeah, but you only had a half.
Yeah, well, still. You shocked my body with 53 grams of sugar.
Well, I'm sorry.
It was good, though.
You just had a donut. How do you feel?
I could literally eat 2, 3, 4, 5 more than those.
Oh, okay. Shit.
I think the merch Craig had one, too.
Good.
She looks great, by the way. She looks like she's been going to the gym.
She's been training like a motherfucker.
Does she even have a choice?
No.
No, not at all.
Get your ass up.
I got bad for doing legs.
Actually, yesterday, I went by myself because she wasn't feeling well. And then I chastised her all day. Didn't miss the gym day. You didn't see me missing one.
Sorry,
I'm a little bit sore. I'm a little sore. Then I freaked her. I said, you know what? I think I got a better workout with you not there. And I'm not fucking worried about your bullshit.
Oh, no.
Yeah, because you were cleaning up dog shit.
Fucking dog. I was thinking about maybe getting if I could get this door to latch over here, I could just buy literally one of those fucking $2 latch, you know, the kind of screw into wood that you have like a little hanger, like you just kind of put in.
Which door?
Like my door right here.
Why do you?
We could fix it.
Well, that, or I could just put one of those $2 little door hangle freaking latches on it, and I could actually start trying to maybe bring her to the show. Like I did Pookie, and she could get her little bed, and she could sit like right over there. That might be a good. I mean, like, what other show host has got that?
It's Bubba's attack pit bull. Sorry, guys.
Assault pit bull.
She is. Hello. She's a hell of a watchdog, too.
Boy. Hey, Bubba.
What? Yeah, but she's eating your golf cart.
You registered Shock Color Karaoke, right?
Yeah.
So if somebody else is using it, you can sue them, right?
Yep.
So can I get 5 points on the backside, whatever you get?
Well, I mean, let's stop cutting points and shit. Just tell me who's using it, and
go to YouTube and type in Shock Collar Karaoke.
Okay, all right,
I just did.
Yeah.
And what? And your first one, Bon Jovi, Shock Collar Karaoke, Bubba Raw Tube. Okay. And
all right, so far Lummy's there, and he's not seeing anybody else. But
there's another one on there where they've got a waiter trying to deliver you food while singing with the Shock Collar Karaoke.
Is it called Shock Collar Karaoke?
That's how I pulled it up, yes.
Lummy, is this guy better at pulling shit up than you?
Well, there's one Shock Collar Karaoke, got 2,900 views.
Is there anybody doing Shock Collar Karaoke and they're making...
This is called Killer Karaoke.
Is it involving a shock collar?
I will send it to you. It's Steve-O. Shock Collar Dinner Party.
I'm going to have to look at my Shock Collar Karaoke and look at the description as to, like, if it's used for entertainment or, like, I mean, you know, sometimes you can get them on a little bit of a fringe.
Well, is it from 2010 with Steve-O?
Steve-O was on one of them or two of them, yes.
Shock Collar Dinner Party.
You also have to send them a cease and desist, and then you can collect after that.
Which I don't think this is even around, because the videos were 10 years ago.
Yeah. So, you know, yeah, buddy, I'll give you 4 points. 4 points on dick is nothing.
I got you.
See you later, buddy.
But thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, but thank you, nonetheless. So sorry. I guess I was a little Danish there, was I not?
Yeah. It looks like it's a show.
You're putting sugar.
True TV 10 years ago.
What is that?
This is an inhumane torture device that I call a shock strap.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
I will tell you, man, we were one of the very first shows that started using dog shock collars as punishment on various things.
Know, this is from 2013. Steve-O was on the show 2010, 2012.
Yes. Yep.
And you did talk to him about how the shock collar.
On the neck.
Yep.
And they're even piping in sound effects.
Yep.
We didn't pipe in sound effects.
At the live one in Jacksonville, we did, only because you couldn't hear it or something.
On the air, we didn't.
No, not on the show.
This is all showbiz bullshit. Of course, he's going to dump the food on Steve-O.
Wow.
I had a great idea. I even hate to even say it on the air. Because somebody will steal it, but obviously it's not going to go anywhere. What if I just don't have the means to get my ideas out and about?
Out in the boot.
I forget what I called it. I wrote it down. I actually registered it with some company. I forget. You know, there's a thing that you can go to. Like it, I forget where it's based out of. But for $25, you can register your concept in like a artist guild. Kind of deal, and if anybody ever comes up with it, if you've registered it, then you own it, and they have to like negotiate with you, you know, just different ideas and things. I forget what the fuck it was. When I lived in Tierra Verde, and it might have been like circa 2016 or 17, but I had I think it was called, I don't know if it was the Unsigned Band Review or it was the Amateur Band Review or something like this, but I had an idea and I registered it with this company, and here was my idea. Garage Band Idol or something like that. Here was my idea that these bands, you know, you had a group of experts that were back at the studio, you know, like rock experts, like you get like, you know, the lead singer from, you know, you just get some rock guys.
Yeah.
Or music people for that matter, and you have, you know, every band of, you know, that's a band has, they've practiced relentlessly, like in their dad's garage or their mom's basement or their friend's room or like their dad's business in the back, you know, like they've gotten together hundreds and hundreds of times and practiced. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think that's the way, like, the local, you know, bands.
Usually.
Yeah. Like, you know, they just don't say, hey, Jim.
At least you would hope so.
Hey, Jim, you a drummer? Yeah. Hey, Fred, you play bass? Yeah. Hey, Ronnie, you played lead? Yeah. Hey,
cool, we're playing on Friday.
Hey, Chris, you lead singer?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Let's meet down there at the Whiskey Mug on Friday, and we'll throw something together.
Perfect.
Yeah, well, fucking, you know, you like Poison, you like Bon Jovi, you like AC/DC, oh, yeah, Metallica.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you guys know them all?
Most of them.
All right, cool. No, they have spent thousands of hours practicing. And so you have them in their environment, in their practice environment, and you satellite them in. And even with today, I mean, today's technology is, I mean, you could go remotely live anywhere, you know. And so they're not in the studio, Anna. They're at their practice facility, and they sing two songs. And if they are good, then, you know, like America's Got Talent and all this bullshit, you know, the mask and the fucking singer and all this bullshit is all this way. It's all based on judges, you know, voting, and then you make it to the next round or not, or you get fucking gonked out and, you know, whatever. So they play. Now, if they do well and all the judges, three, four, however many judges like it, like it, then you get invited to come to the studios to do the next round. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But if they don't like it, if it sucks and you get gonked,
then they burn your house down.
No, no. Mm. They literally, you got these like three guys the size of Lummy. And they literally take your instruments off of you and your equipment, and they dolly it out, and they put it in a fucking wood chipper, and they chip all your fucking equipment right there in front. Now, of course, you're going to have to fuck. America's stupid. America's dumb as fuck, just like America thinks that this guy's really singing and getting shocked. Blitz, you tell the guys, hey, just in case you get chipped, we got brand new equipment for you. Like, so don't be using your grandpa's favorite guitar. Like, you know, go use some cheap guitar. Because if you get chipped, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, we got Marshall or Dean or what, already sponsored to get you some new shit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, but America doesn't know that. And so, you know, they're singing, all of a sudden they get buzzered, and all of a sudden literally these big fucking dudes come and take your instruments. Now, these, you know, these kids have worked, you know, and these are their instruments, and you fucking literally wood chip them, and they're crying, and they're all upset, and their parents are all upset, and you're like, sorry, you suck. Well, then the good ones come back, you know, to Hollywood or whatever you're producing this thing, and if they make it, now, their shit gets chipped, too. As you're whittling it on down, they get chipped, too. But you do it right there in studio. You fucking chip it right there in studio. And Anna, the grand prize winner, the grand prize winner, you know, like American Idol gets, I don't know what you get if you fucking win American Idol. The grand prize winner gets to be the opening act for a year with their own tour bus. Like, they get to be fucking rock stars.
Right.
They literally, like, oh, you know what? You get to open up for Metallica for this for one whole year. Here, tour bus provided by, you know, Prevost.
Mm-hmm.
All your equipment's paid for, you know, and you win like $1 million, but you get to be the grand opening of a rock band.
Right.
You know, and all the other guys get their shit chipped. Not so much.
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, I think everybody sucks. I think even Chad thinks it's stupid. I did have another one, Anna, my other idea.
Okay.
And I think you might really like this. I may have talked about this on the air before. Shaving with the Stars.
Shaving with the Stars.
Now, everybody shaves for the most part. Now, men shave their face, not all men shave, but like, wouldn't you be interested in the routine? We all have a routine when we shave. Everybody has a routine, and whether your dad taught you how to shave, or whether you stroke up or you stroke down, or you hold your face, or what type of shaving cream, or how hot you run your water, or what type of blades you use, or whatever.
Yeah.
Everybody's got a routine, and women, their legs and stuff, see, you don't get into the pussy.
Why not?
Well,
you gotta get into the pussy.
You gotta get into it.
Because it might go boing.
So, now, shaving with the Stars. I mean, Blitz, as Lummy, wouldn't you want to kind of know how Tom Brady shaves?
Yeah, of course.
I think Hootie knows.
Now, hold on. The shaving industry. Listen to this.
Yeah.
The shaving industry, I forget, is like a $5 or $7 billion dollar.
I like to call them Big Shave.
Alexa, how big is the shaving industry?
From GrahamViewResearch.com, the global shaving market size was estimated at $4.0 billion in 2021.
All right, so you got a $4 billion industry. You know that they're going to fucking want to sponsor it and the blades and stuff like that. And you get a star. You know how they had, you know, coffee and karaoke, or, you know, and stars would fucking...
Coffee and cars, yeah, with the Seinfeld?
Kind of, yeah. So why
comedians and cars getting coffee?
Wouldn't you be interested in how, you know, Katy Perry shaves her legs?
Absolutely.
Wouldn't you be interested in how, you know, Brad Pitt shaves his face? And you show them in their personal bathroom and how they lather up, and how, whether they're a downstroker or an upstroker, or they like how they shaving with the Stars, huh?
I like that. I'd watch it for real.
I got a big nope on that too.
From who?
People say, no, that sucks, too.
It could be big.
On what, chats?
Yeah, chat.
Oh, Ted doesn't know what they're talking about. It really could be. It could be a big thing. It seriously.
Oh, it was called Garage Band Karaoke, or Garage. No, Garage Band Idol is what I called it. Blitz Garage Band Idol was my first idea, okay. And this was called Shaving with the Stars.
Shaving with the Stars.
And wouldn't you want to know how Gisele Bündchen shaves her legs?
Of course,
fuck yes. Yeah.
Wouldn't you want to know how fucking, Tom Brady shaves his face, or Brad Pitt, or Bradley Cooper?
Absolutely.
Or one of these fucking day. I mean, you know, you just, on all you need is one.
Watching Lizzo shave her legs?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. That's for Rhett right there.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Shaving with the Stars. Sorry you don't like it. You can't see my visionary. Maybe I do need to lay off the pills.
I don't think so. I think you need more pills and more ice cream sandwiches.
I ran out of pills.
What?
The fuck?
Yeah, I don't have tonight's. I don't have anything for tonight.
Yeah. Oh, no. Now you're going to take it to the streets.
Tomorrow's
this is how it all ends, Bubba.
We're fucked for
tomorrow.
You're going
to be dead in a day.
I got to go ghetto. I got to go, I got to go off. I got to go.
Off the grid?
I have to go off prescription.
Oh, no.
I got to go street level for tonight.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Oh, but this is not a good idea.
My prescriptions don't get filled until Wednesday, so tonight I got to go street level.
What?
Mm-hmm.
What, are you going to take Tylenol like a jobber?
Tylenol? Ugh.
No.
What, PM?
I'm going to have to do nothing over the counter. Will put me asleep, please.
Oh, shit.
People are fucking on my idea. Dumb idea.
Oh, they're probably talking about you just trying to get some over-the-counter stuff.
Mm. Melatonin. Are you fucking kidding me? Are you kidding me? Melatonin would be like telling a heroin addict you're going to give him a Tylenol for me. Hey, heroin addict, what? I know you need to get your fix, but here's two Tylenol PMs.
So
get
the fuck out of here. If you can't get to sleep, what's going to happen with tomorrow's show?
I don't know. Oh, I'll get to sleep all right.
Forever.
I'll get to fucking sleep. I will fucking get 8 hours in, come hell or death.
Come hell or death.
Mm-hmm.
That's the show. I'll get 8 hours of sleep in, come hell or death.
Mm-hmm. I'm either going to get 8 hours of sleep or the rest of my life for sleep. One of the two. I'll either be sleeping for eight or forever.
Oh,
do you have to make some calls after the show?
Yeah. I got to get in the car, drive around.
This is my car. That's it.
Put it in reverse.
Don't compare yourself to a heroin addict. I'm not, but
Sam drug dealer.
Rambling got pills.
You know what I need, Lummi?
You need to hit it by Lee. That bitch just got some pills.
You know what I need, Lummi, is I need what your fucking wife's got a few of. I need a couple of them.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I gotcha.
Mm.
I'd call Arlene, honestly.
Put her SOS out.
No, I don't know. I may have to go up. Go see Janie Cakes because she's got some shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. Hey, Janie Cakes, I'm here just to see how you're doing.
Hey, baby, how you doing?
By any chance,
how about
those
some of those
pills?
Ativans, mama? You come off two of them Ativans?
Like Kenny Powers trading pills with his mom. Remember, mm-hmm. Remember Kenny Powers to trade pills with his mom?
I mean, if you need, a couple TT98 helpers, I might have a couple of things, something.
I think I'm going to be okay.
Okay.
I made a few thingies.
If you need some.
You made a few thingies? What the fuck does that mean?
He's been cooking it up in his kitchen for hours.
What the fuck does that mean?
I don't have a lot anymore because they're hard to get, but, if you need a couple, let me know.
No, I'm good.
I got you.
I'm good.
Sure?
No, I'm good. I'm just going to.
That scares me.
I'm going to push it to the limit.
Push
what?
It to the limit.
That's all I could think of, too. Stupid song.
I know.
So anyway, you women should be happy because you now have a school shooter on your hands.
Well, like I said, this one from 2019, the problem is with
Did the person that...
We're not claiming her. She wanted to be a guy.
What genitalia did she have?
Which one?
Doesn't matter.
The one that died. The woman that... The man, the transitioning person that is the murderer of six people... What type of downstairs genitalia did they have?
The same as you and me.
They did?
Yes.
No.
I'm kidding, Anna.
Anna, Lummi,
he believed you.
Don't kid on that, you stupid fuck. I want the truth and nothing but the truth.
Yeah,
same as Anna.
God.
Same
did
as
she
Anna.
Have a vagina or a penis? You answered. You're the one that got yourself
Do
a
vagina. Do we even know?
Vagina, yes, a vagina.
Does it say that in the report?
Hello?
It says she was transitioning.
Will the autopsy say?
Maybe she started with the penis.
Will the autopsy say? I
don't know. I'm an attorney. You want me to pull the, want me to make an FOI request?
Yeah.
For
yes.
The goddamn autopsy report?
Yes.
Jim Lockwood from South Bend. Hey, I've just called up. I heard you might need a last will and testament for tonight.
I don't have a will. I got to come up with one. All I'm leaving. Remember that song "Papa Was a Rolling Stone"?
Yeah,
that's what they're gonna play at my funeral.
At your wedding?
All I left my family was alone.
Oh, shut up, Siri.
Are you at the office now? There.
Yeah.
Better Call Saul. This is South Bend, Indiana's Better Call Saul right here.
Yeah, I was telling Alexa's retarded sister to shut up, Siri.
Okay.
Yeah, Siri is really dumb. So I have an Apple Watch.
Don't use language that could get us in trouble, buddy. Even though we're on
Rumble.
Yeah,
you're on Rumble.
Yeah, but we don't want to push the fucking limit. Okay, we're not pushing it.
Whatever. So Siri is really dumb. But no, I was joking about your last will and testament that you might need one if you're gonna take a street pill tonight. So.
All right, buddy. Good talking to you. Yeah. Better Call Saul of South Bend, Indiana. Fucker. So my shaving idea isn't going to make me rich. My fucking garage band
idol
isn't going to make me a zillion. And I got to poop.
Don't push it.
And I got to go do the stacker review.
What? Now you're doing the stacker?
No, I mean, I'm sorry. The double fucking Whopper chicken sandwich with no buns.
The double Whopper.
The double stack?
Yes, from KFC.
Double stack from KFC. Then get back here by 1 o'clock so I don't lose this client.
Which KFC are you going to go to?
I'm not telling you, but you know which one I'm going to. The one you told me to go to.
Oh, okay, good.
Not the one I go to and they're fucking closed.
Right.
All he left was his hat and a loan. I think that's what Papa Was a Rolling Stone.
Papa was a rolling stone.
All he left was his hat and a loan.
I guess.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Not much. I don't know those lyrics. Does anyone?
No.
When I used to go
he laid his hat was his home.
Yeah, and if he died, all he left us was a loan.
Right.
He's a rolling stone.
Say it, Anna.
He's a rolling stone, all alone.
Papa was a rolling stone.
Papa.
Papa.
Was a rolling
stone.
Papa was a rolling stone. Wherever he left his hat was his home. And when he died, all he left us was alone.
Pile of stones.
Bubba was a pile of shit. He even died with a small dick.
What?
Wow.
That doesn't rhyme.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it rhymes, Blitz.
What the fuck's...
I like that song better.
Pile of shit. He has a small dick.
Bubba was a pile of shit. Bam, bam. All he died with was with a small dick.
A small dick. Bam, bam. A small dick.
And a ton of IRS debt.
I don't know.
Now you're Bubba Parrot.
He's parroting himself.
That's Lummy's Bubba impression. Hello. Bubba Parrot.
Bob.
Morning, guys.
Who's this? Lainey?
Rainy.
It's Rainy.
Oh,
hi,
from
Rainy.
Oklahoma.
It's our hot Oklahomian realtor near you. Are house prices coming down, Rainy?
No.
They're not?
Not really. A little bit, but not really.
How about inventory? More inventory than there was?
Maybe a little bit.
Mm-hmm. You're still killing. Yeah. You're still killing it, though, aren't you?
It is. Yeah, I just had one go into contract Sunday, and I had 5 offers in 48 hours, and it went for pretty good over list. So,
do you have to take the highest offer, or is it actually the best qualified buyer?
No, it's really kind of the best offer. It doesn't necessarily have to be the highest. Really, if other agents would do their job, their clients would win much more than they do.
What do you mean? Like, give us a little insider here.
Well, one thing, for example, that's important is the financial supplement that goes with the contract. And on the financial supplement, it's got to be filled out correctly. And a lot of times other agents will say, well, my client needs help with closing costs. Let's do, you know, $10,000 in closing cost assistance. Well, I have to take that whole $10,000 off of the total of their offer. When actuality, if they would just find out, their closing costs may be $5,000 or $6,000. And so their client is losing out.
So you'd say, like, if they do their, if the realtor would do their due diligence and actually find out what the closing cost is, then you could back that off the offer and making the client look like a better buyer by not needing so much financial assistance, because what they need, $10,000, they really only need $4,000. But it all starts and stops with you as the realtor knowing exactly what the closing cost is.
Correct. Yeah.
God damn. I really pulled that one out of my ass for being a dumbass. Did I not? Fuck.
Yep. That's what happens a lot. A lot that happens, and I feel so bad for these people. But
I have a realtor fantasy. You know that
I do, but yeah. You would not have that fantasy with me.
You don't know.
You have a fantasy.
You don't.
Oh,
know.
I totally do know.
No, you
would. You have a fantasy with like a super hot chick. I am not a super
Rainy.
Hot chick.
Maybe not. Maybe I want just an average chick, and that was showing me this nice house, and then decides to blow me in the closet. I mean, who's to say?
Why not on the kitchen table?
Well, because, I mean, the table might break. I don't know if it's made out of granite, maybe.
Well, that's a good way to check and see if the house is good or not.
Be like, hey, yeah. Rainy, I know you're showing me this house, but let's see how
friendly?
Let's see how sturdy this island is. Right. I'm going to get up in here and you blow me on it.
And if it breaks, you're not interested.
Yeah.
Deal or no deal. There you go.
I'm the complete opposite of everything you like. I'm blonde, a little chubby. And the stoner.
David Figueroa.
$20.
I like stoners.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You can always dye the hair.
And I like head from big girls. I mean
I don't know that I would call myself big, but I'm a little fluffy.
I like head from fluffy girls. Head's head. And I bet you're cute too. So that has a lot to do with it. I mean, like, you got me really mistyped. I think I've kind of miscasted myself. You guys think that I'm this shallow,
Look, don't count yourself out. Bubba'd fuck ya.
No, Blitz.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, because I'm a good talker. I'm sure.
Oh, see, now that right there, if you could talk some dirty shit to me, then you'd have me. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
And I bet you with your husband, I bet you talk that shit, don't you, Rainy?
I don't know. I'm pretty shy.
I think you're shy with us, but I think behind closed doors with your lovely husband, I think you're
a fucking freak.
Yeah, you need to talk that shit.
Yeah, you're a fucking freak.
Probably.
You are. It's all those girls. Like Anna, she acts like she's all good.
Yeah,
too.
I'm a freaking McNasty.
She's a freaking McNasty.
Yeah, she talks that shit.
Yep, I do. I do Bubba in bed. I'm like, fuck me, fuck me.
Jesus, God, this is getting a little too close to home here.
Yeah,
fuck me, fuck me. No wonder Blitz hates me. He fucks me every night.
Yeah, there you go.
Which is like, I'm tired of fucking Bubba. God damn. Where's my girlfriend?
Exactly.
Fuck me, Blitz.
That's
fuck
all you got, Blitz.
I got Blitz. Oh, fuck me, fuck me.
That's all you got.
You gonna put it across my grape? What are you gonna fucking do? Where are you gonna put that cum? Anyway,
I love you guys being on Rumble.
Yeah, we do too, because we can talk about transgender. And we can talk,
transgender.
We can talk about Republicans kicking
what the
ass.
Fuck? They sweep both ways.
Fucking liberals are a bunch of dicks. Fucking all kinds of cool shit. And the fucking, you know what? The liberals are letting too many of these motherfucking immigrants in. We need to get the fuck out of here. And those kick-ass Cuban dudes that flew in on a fucking plane, those motherfuckers need to be let in immediately. Fuck those, everybody.
Yeah. You sure you're in on pills?
I'm on pills, but I need to feather them out a little bit. Rainy.
Yeah.
What are you doing, my little chubby fluffiness?
I wanted
Let's get
to,
nasty. Let's get nasty on that island, bitch. Bend it over. Woo! Let me get this little correction whip and give you a couple of little heaters on the ass. Bam, bam! Good girl, bad girls. Little choke out.
I love it.
How about a little choke out, huh? You've been naughty? You've been naughty and need choked?
How about a fish hook?
How about a fish hook? She knew what it was. She knew what a fish hook was.
Yeah, she likes it.
Bitch has been fish hooked. Have you been fish hooked, Rainy?
I have not.
Oh,
no.
You know you're yearning. Next time your husband's taking you from behind, you know you want him to fish hook you.
You knew.
I don't know.
like what's you and your husband's favorite position?
For me, just regular straight old missionary works the best.
Little House on the Prairie, fucking, you know, let's conceive a baby missionary. That's full fucking bullshit.
She doesn't have the
in the beginning, because I like to, you know, have my party.
Yeah, you
so
like to kick it out
after
wild.
After I have a party, then, you know, it's all game and we can do whatever.
But how many parties can you have multiple parties? Some chicks can have you can, yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. How about how about jet skiing? Are you a jet skier?
No, I don't think so.
Because your husband hasn't given you the two-finger cul-de-sac, which Bubba, you know, pretty much.
You know, if you Google two-fingered cul-de-sac Jones.
Oh, I'm familiar.
I know. Mm-hmm. And right now, hey, Rainy, this is just me and you talking, okay? Listen, deep down, you've never had the two-fingered cul-de-sac Jones administered to your beautiful vagina, now have you? Yeah, it's a yes or no question, Rainy.
I have.
You have.
And then
obviously the person that was doing it probably wasn't doing it correctly, because had he been doing it correctly, you have been shooting a rooster tail like a sea do. I'm just telling you. Baby.
Well, I don't know that it was that much, but it certainly worked. Yes.
Dan's David Figueroa, Dan's Bloomin' Onion Maker 20 on the cash. But now, hold on. So they did get you to squirt?
She said
yes. Yeah.
Okay, and
it
so
just
I'm a,
wasn't
enjoyable.
You know, it was. It just wasn't this, you know, cascading waterfall.
Well, some girls puddle. Some girls puddle, Rainy. Maybe you don't
have things. Just a puddler.
I mean, you're just a puddler. Hers is just a little puddler. Not every girl can be a fucking power washer. I mean, some girls are puddlers.
Mm-hmm.
Nonetheless.
Yeah, I'm a puddler.
But the puddling feels just as good as the rooster tail.
It sure fucking does.
Right, and you haven't had. I mean, when's the last time you puddled? Don't lie.
It's that much. It's been a while.
Yeah, and you yearn for that puddle, do you not, baby?
I think sometimes you're probably right.
Right, and so when you're like, Fred, whatever your husband's name is, fucking puddle me up, bitch. Jesus Christ, I'm tired of just sitting here getting fucked Little House on the Prairie style. I want puddle.
My first puddle.
Fucking puddle me up, Jim. Let's go.
Yeah, why don't you go in today and be like, hey, puddle me up.
Come on, honey. I mean, when's the last time you really gave it to me good and made me puddle? Right, I'll tell you.
Get the fish hooks
out. Fucking Ronald Reagan was the president. Fuck.
Ronald Reagan.
If I told him that, he would go, did you talk to Bubba today?
Now, now, does he like the show, or you happen to be one of those kind of rarities where the man doesn't really like it and the woman does, which I love, by the way. We do have some of that.
Yes, that is 100% me. He does like the show, and he knows all about the show, and, I mean, you know, he does know, but he's not really able to listen, and I've always had the opportunity to listen, so I'm the big fan. It's me. Like, yeah. Well, we were at our baseball tournament, and I had my Bubba hat with my Bubba sweater on.
Hell yeah.
So he kind of thinks he's fucking Bubba, too, sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
Well, no, because I don't think I can make
you don't,
an impression.
You don't break into Bubba?
It's not that hard.
Me, oh, my God. Why don't you make me puddle, Jim? God damn it. Fuck.
Puddle me up, Tom.
I don't know if he would think that was as funny as I do.
Puddle me up, baby. I mean, you need to talk to him and say, listen, I just got off the phone with Bubba, and him and I are in agreement. I need puddled, honey. Yeah.
Well, but he would do it. He would do it all the time. I think it's me. Like, I don't want to puddle every time. You
okay,
know?
and nor do I want you to puddle every time, but it's been a long time since you puddled.
Yeah.
Years,
That's
if you
true.
Will.
That's true.
Okay,
That's
so
true.
let's just try to roll back the clock a little bit, Rainey. Be honest with me. This is me and you talking. When's the last time you got puddled? 2, 3, 4, 5 years?
Oh, no, not that long ago.
Give me a fucking time frame here.
I would probably say maybe around between Halloween and Thanksgiving.
Of last year?
Yeah, not quite a year ago.
Yeah, and you know it's the best orgasm you can have, so you haven't had your most fulfilling orgasm for well over 6 or 7 months.
That's true.
Yeah. Oh, hers needs to puddle.
Hers needs to puddle. Yeah. Why don't you make that a little bit of some homework, if you will, Rainey?
Mm-hmm.
And the next time that I speak to you, you would have puddled. You could have, Bubba, it's Rainey. Not only slinging fucking 6.5 mortgages around here, but and I'm closing on a deal, but me and Fred, you know, after you got me all hot and bothered, he puddled me up, and oh my God, it was so fucking amazing.
Everybody's puddling.
Everybody's puddling. Even realtors from Oklahoma are puddling.
Yeah.
Puddle me, honey.
Yeah.
And he knows he knows how to do it, doesn't he? He knows how to do it.
He does.
Yeah.
He does.
Yep.
And it feels good as fuck, doesn't it, Rainey?
That's true.
God
that
damn.
True.
God, Bubba, you're a god.
Rummy, are you puddling?
Rummy. If Rainey and Lummy were together, they'd be Rummy.
Yeah.
Laney, Raimi, whatever the fucking name is. my little cute fucking realtor from Oklahoma. Will you promise? And no, listen, Rainey, of course you could just call in next week and lie about it, but you and I seem to have this better connection where I think you'd be honest with me. Will you puddle and get back to me?
I will.
On like one of our Rumble shows, you know what I'm saying?
I will. Yep, for
you
sure.
Promise.
Well, yeah, because that's the only time I'm awake.
Right. Right. And now, do you have kids? Yeah. Do you have kids, Rainey?
Yeah, I have a boy who's almost 9.
Oh, disgusting.
I didn't say that. Blitz did.
Oh.
Yeah, but that
whatever.
Little...
No, that's something. That's a whole conversation in itself.
No.
Uh-oh. If you look back at pictures and see Blitz holding little Walker, you see it.
Yeah, he wants to be a dad. It's Anna who doesn't want to be.
And he would be a good dad.
So, Blitz, see, what you don't realize is this. See, Anna doesn't want a fucking kid, and Blitz does.
Okay.
But Blitz understands that Anna doesn't want it, so he doesn't want to push it. So now he's being anti-kid to make her feel better about herself.
Oh,
so
anti-kid now?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
However, Anna is slowly changing. Oh. She doesn't see it, and she won't believe it. But I see it because I was the exact same way.
Some prude up type bitch?
Well, she's slowly changing into somewhat motherly type things. Like,
yeah, but
slowly.
I
ain't got much time
but
left.
But her biological clock, I mean, unless she wants a kid with fucking, you know, eyes on either side of their head with Down syndrome. Unless again, wants a kid with Down.
All these extra...
you said it. You're only 35. You got a couple more years.
Not really. Not really. She's fucking over. Her fucking ovaries are dried up. They're like,
dried up, bitch!
Rainey,
Raisin.
All I got to say is this.
Those are my titties.
Enjoy that 10-year-old while you can, while you're still the love of his life. And
he still likes you.
While he still likes you.
Because he's about to hate your fucking guts once he gets a pussy.
I hope I don't have an ace, Yoko
Glenn. As soon as he gets a taste of that pussy, he's gone.
Anna, can you say that again? Because he's brought away.
Because he's got a fucking hang of guts once he got some pussy. So he gets deep in that puss. It's over for you, bitch.
It's true.
He's all up in them guts.
I've never seen pussy paralyze a guy more than my son. My Jesus, God oh, Jesus. Fucking mighty. God damn. There ain't no pussy that good that fucking completely takes over your life and lets you just completely rules you like you're an indentured servant.
That should be the other way around.
Unless it's the other way around. I can see where a... Shut up, Anna!
What?
Yeah.
Sony Rainey, listen, I cannot wait for your next phone call so we can talk about the pothole.
Okay,
and
I will definitely
And as soon as I hear your beautiful fucking mortgage-slinging ass on the other end, the first time I'm coming, Rainey, how'd the fucking pothole go?
If you remember that, I will be so excited.
Rainey, I do. Listen, I don't want to tell you. I forget most shit, but when I laser lock on some shit, I'm fucking hard. I won't forget it. I know that you're due a puddle, and the next time I talk to you, you will have puddled, my friend.
That's true. That is absolutely true.
Now, do you ever use like a Hitachi or anything like that?
I don't have a Hitachi, but I have something similar, yeah.
Like a kangaroo or a bunny rabbit?
Well, or just like a regular, straight old, just vibrator.
Yeah.
That's how she starts off in the missionary position.
Diabolic.
It's kind of easy to, it's easy for me to party, so.
Right. I love multi-partiers. Anyway, Rainey, I just can't wait. Now, Rainey, do you think, what do you think the window of how long I'm going to have to wait, you think, for this? Maybe a week?
Yeah, probably. Like, it's really, I have to, like, this is early. Like, I just, it's kind of early for me. So I usually just catch your after shows.
Rainey,
so,
what time, yeah. What are you doing at all hours? Do you sell night houses only?
Well, she's what, 2 hours behind?
Yeah, she's in Oklahoma.
Well, so it's,
I do a lot of my work late at night. Like, after everybody goes to bed, that's whenever I do a lot of work, contracts and stuff. And I usually paint. So I'm up till, usually 2 or 3 in the morning. So I sleep till 9 or 10.
Like you,
I'm not a morning person.
Paint like I used to?
Yeah.
Yeah. Abstract shit?
Yeah, and I've started doing kind of more landscape kind of stuff. Boring. Something I wanted to bring up for your new Rumble, people new to Rumble, they've got to go to your YouTube page and check out the old stuff. In particular, I found the YouTube video of you guys bowling, and Dr. Dan bowling is hilarious.
Oh, you're talking about how he uses two hands?
Yeah, what? What is up with
Dan? He literally looks like he's fucking throwing his complete back out every time he throws a ball.
It's just strike after strike after strike.
Two-handed is very popular.
Listen, you're right, man. People need to go to our YouTube channel and really get deep into some of the old shit, because some of the old shit, and Mac, in fact, Lummy, we might want to go back and re-release some of that old shit. I don't know, because we didn't have near the audience we did back then, and I think some of that old shit might work again.
You
got
to be careful.
Oh, you do?
You'll get demonetized if you start doing that.
Mm.
The bowling video is really...
Well, I'm trying to save us. Mm.
You guys just do whatever Blitz says.
Yes, sir.
He's like,
we could click a link on Facebook, though, and say, hey, in case you missed it
Absolutely
the first time.
Absolutely can do that.
Yeah.
We can promote the videos that are up there, but you can't repost them.
Oh, okay, perfect. Just be like Rainey and just go dig deep. Get knuckles deep on our shit.
No, get knuckles deep, like you're going to do tonight.
Yep.
No, not tonight. I think it's going to happen this weekend.
Should not wait a week.
Fucking Fred's going to lay the shit.
Does your
husband got a big one?
Yeah. In fact, I would be happy if it was a little smaller.
Really? Kind of hurts after a while.
Can he go
Rockstar Marathon on you? Like, can he go an hour and a half if he needed to?
And that's the problem. The problem. He takes forever.
Well, maybe you need to suck better dick.
Oh, my God.
Rainy.
Maybe
that's your deal.
You need to put your head over the side of the bed and gag a little bit.
Yeah, get face fucked.
Ew! Stop doing that. Stop! Stop.
Yeah. Randy, I guarantee you if you came up with some of that business, he wouldn't last fucking 90 minutes. I mean, look at she has a real bona fide rhythm going on here. Listen to this.
Yeah, it's like a fucking jumbo going over the wake.
Gives me a boner.
That is disgusting.
That's a cure, isn't it?
No, that's Donna Dahl. It's Donna Dahl on a vibrator.
Because we have a Cure audio that sounds very similar to that.
Oh, yeah.
Well.
We got a Cure audio that's. Jesus.
You like that pussy?
That's Rainy.
No.
Rainy, this is what you're going to tell Jim.
You like that pussy?
He won't last forever.
Yeah, man, Rainy, if you took some lessons from us, Jim would be nutted in 10 minutes.
Oh, you like that pussy?
I mean, that is some high.
Poor girl can't even breathe.
That's high compression. That's a 14-to-1 fucking.
Sounds like Dan's new Dodge.
Rainy, what are you thinking?
That's gross.
Oh, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Oh, Jim even got an ass slapping in there. Mm-hmm. What if Jim slapped?
Now you're talking.
Oh, hold on. Hold on. Oh, is that what does it for you, Rainy? A little ass slapping?
Sure. Yeah. I think everybody enjoys that.
Yeah.
Don't reach out to me, bitch.
Hold on.
I'm talking.
Here you go. Listen to this one.
Don't reach out to me for a life raft now.
Rainy, listen to this one.
You're drowning by yourself.
Rainy, listen to this one.
I'll beat the shit out of me.
Yeah.
Beat the shit out of me.
I'll beat the shit out of me.
I mean, that's next level shit. No wonder she went on to be one of the most popular porn stars ever. Listen.
I'll beat the shit out of me.
Man. If the neighbors would call the cops and they would hear that, I mean, and they came and she, you know, had some marks on her, I think you're okay on that, yeah. Right?
I'll beat the shit out of me.
Officer.
I'll beat the shit out of me.
Officer, she said to beat the shit out of her.
Officer, so,
What's the guy supposed to do?
Chris P., are you the guy that called the cops? Sir, what did you hear her, the exact words you heard?
She said.
Through the wall.
To beat the shit out of me.
I'll beat the shit out of me.
I'll beat the shit out of me.
Ma'am, did you remember saying that?
Yes.
We don't have anything to fucking talk about here.
Yeah. She can't talk anyway. Listen to
I wouldn't tell the cops. I'd have my fucking pants down jacking the fuck off. If this was my next door neighbor.
Hello, people in.
I can taste my cum all over you.
Yeah.
All right.
Rainy, how dare you?
Rainy, you fucking filthy McNasty puddler, you.
Yeah.
Oh,
so anyway, Rainy, tell your husband that you got some new tricks underneath your sleeve, and he needs to puddle you by the next time you've called the show.
Fuck you.
And face fuck you mm-hmm. over the side of the bed until he almost breaks a vertebrae. Rainy, I mean, I know
thanks
you're
for calling, Rainy.
Rainy, I know you got a lot of other selections you could listen to radio-wise, but man, nobody breaks it down like we do. Fuck, please.
I don't even know who else is out there anymore. I mean, yeah. I'm a huge fan and have been since the very first day of Sirius.
That's why we're able to be self-sustainable by great people like you that followed us along. It's just, no other radio personality has the same template we do in order to be able to be, you know, business, you know, sustainable. And we are.
And
it's because we have great people like you, Rainy, my friend.
Thank you, Rainy.
Thank you, Rainy.
I tell you, well, and now I'm going to have to stay out of chat because I've been on the phone with you guys for a while. Some people in chat are fucking mean.
I know, like, especially over here at Rumble. They're being dicks.
Well, and I just don't understand that. Like, if they listen to you, but they just act like they hate.
Well, hold on. Why do you think we got canceled from Twitch? All they do is watch and fucking complain mm-hmm. and turn us in. I mean, it's It's called hate watching, and it's for the trolls that hate us, usually from our competition, that is absolutely fucking beside themselves that we are able to, you know, sustain our business and pay and make a living. They all want us to be dead in the water. They're all fucking jealous of us. And all they do is complain and send in reports and all kinds of, and try to get our shit canceled. That's all the fuck they do. There's about fucking 12 of them.
That's pathetic.
I know. Listen, I don't like, what do I don't like? I don't like soccer, okay? Yep. But I'm not, protesting the Orlando soccer team to fucking shut their facility down. No. I just don't watch it.
Yeah, WNBA.
Keep scrolling.
WNBA. I don't really think that's really good basketball, but I don't fucking want them to fail.
Correct.
Do it. There's a lot of people.
You used to like NASCAR. Now you don't. And guess what? You don't protest it.
Well, I don't know. I'm kind of protesting. I don't like Bubba Wallace. But nonetheless.
But that's. Jesus.
Yeah. Didn't Bubba Wallace just say that he should be taken out of the car or some shit?
Good. That's the most brilliant thing the guy's ever said in his life. Rainey, I love you.
I love you. Talk to you guys later.
We look forward to it.
Have a great day.
And the next time we talk, it'll be a full-blown puddle report.
Thanks for being a good sport.
That's true.
Don't call back with anything less.
All right. I'll do it.
Bye, sweetie.
Bye. Bye,
sweetheart.
And Bubba Wallace, brutally honest, need to be replaced.
Yeah.
What?
What did he say the other day?
Performance.
Hold on. What did he say?
That he needs to be replaced. I'm going to try to find a video. I can send you an article. What's that noise?
I don't think this guy has a penis problem, but he's calling the show in. Hollywood Hulk Hogan.
Protection, brother. I need protection.
I've never had Hollywood Hulk Hogan protect. You're protected. Go ahead.
Am I protected, brother?
Hey. What's up, brother?
This Dr. Mizark. I got a quiz question for you.
Go ahead.
Sunday. Nobody knows who I am, right?
Right, yeah.
Nobody.
Sunday, I was standing in the ring in Toronto, Canada, in the Sky Dome. 70,000 people screaming my name, Dr. Mizark. You know what happened?
No, what happened?
70,000 people screaming my name. That thing went straight up, brother.
Hogan's so full of himself, he got a boner, and people are putting him over. Lummi, you trying to find me the article? Or
I sent you the article.
Oh, well, send it to me again, bitch. I was looking at the Hogan deal.
Oh.
I got to poop and go do a fucking food review.
The actual video is...
Okay,
you got it. I just sent you the... Yeah, there you go.
This is it right here?
Yeah.
Link in the rear and then oil on. Broke toe link in the rear and then oil on. Just trying my hardest not to go down that slippery slope of self-doubt right here. 2 weeks in a row making rookie mistakes. 6 years in the cup. Need to be replaced.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
He's not wrong. He does need to be replaced.
No, he does. But
he's
a
sympathy card.
But he's playing the martyr.
Of course.
He's just playing bullshit game. You're right, Blitz. Statistically, he's actually dead fucking balls on. I just don't like his delivery.
Broke toe link in the rear and then oil on. Just trying my hardest not to go down that slippery slope of self-doubt right here. 2 weeks in a row making rookie mistakes. 6 years in the cup. Need to be replaced.
To go down that slippery
slope.
Blitz,
hold on, Blitz. The reason why he says that is because he knows he's untouchable.
Of course.
You got a real guy out there. You get Trevor, you get one of the other fucking dudes, one of the young dudes out there, Christopher Bell or something like that. Well, which, by the way, they don't drive as shitty as this guy does. But anyway, make a long story short, they're not going to say that because they will get replaced. You can't replace Bubba fucking Wallace.
Yeah, now he turns around. Pussy.
Let me ask you a question. I was on my ESPN app like a couple nights ago, and I was just like, I was still pilled up and shit.
Right.
Couldn't barely see the screen, not because I need reading glasses or nothing, but
everything was blurry.
Everything. I just can't see this fucking screen. I can't see nothing.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers is still a Packer.
No. Is Kyle Larson does Rhett follow NASCAR at all?
He's a big NASCAR fan.
Rhett. Is Kyle Larson, did I see it right? It's like in 26th place with the points?
Yeah, it's been rough here. Chase isn't even in it.
Like, what's wrong?
Well, he's getting wrecked by Bubba Wallace every other week.
Really?
Literally the last 2 weeks in a row when Bubba wrecks, he takes Larson out with him. I don't know if you noticed that.
No, I don't ever watch it.
I really don't either. I follow it along at this point, but I mean,
Larson is like the greatest, one of the fucking greatest of all time.
But is he, though?
Well, yeah, he is.
Well, it's not his fault if he's getting wrecked from other people.
Is Hendricks, are they having a down year?
Well, they got fined. I don't know if you saw that.
No, what happened?
Yeah, they got fined, and I think a couple guys got suspended.
They was cheating.
No.
Who's the big sling? Well, Joey Logano, Penske, right?
Yeah, but that whole Hendrick team. Anyone
and Tony's team ain't doing shit either.
Not really.
Harvick is like maybe sixth or something. Somebody send me the current NASCAR standings right now. But what's Tony got? Harvick, Almirello, Trevor. No, I'm sorry. God, the motherfucker from Indiana.
Ross Chastain's number one.
Yeah, a melon farmer.
And then Rowdy. Here we go. And then Logano. Harvick.
Here we go.
Harvick's last year, too.
Ross Chastain from Indiana. From Florida.
The melon farmer.
Let me see. Joey Logano. Harvick's fourth.
That's not bad.
Yeah, he's good.
Chris Bell running fifth.
I'm looking at Tony's other cars. Fuck. Let me see here. So Chase Briscoe's 23rd. Eric Almirello
28
is 28.
He's from Tampa.
And Ryan and
Priest,
isn't he the other car? The other Tony
I
car.
I believe so.
Ryan Priest is fucking 29th. So Tony's 29th, 28th, 23rd, and 4th. Oh. He'll probably have one guy make the fucking playoffs. I mean, it's pretty early on, though, isn't it? Is it still early on? Or like, hold on now, where's Kyle Larson?
You're kind of like a third of the way through.
Kyle Larson is...
right there, 27.
27. Hey, he wins one, and you're in, though, right?
Yeah, all the guys up front, you know, they only got two or three top fives by now, one win.
Yeah, but a win locks you in, right?
Chastain doesn't even have a win this year. He's sitting in first just with the most points. He's been finishing the best. He's got two top fives this year.
Six starts, zero wins, two top fives, three top tens. Who has all the wins?
William Byron has two.
Bush, he's Kyle Bush.
Well, don't forget,
this
is after the reset.
What do you mean?
Didn't they reset?
Not yet. No, they haven't reset them yet.
I guess it's in March.
Yeah, I mean, we're only a month in.
I don't know. I haven't watched NASCAR in a few years now.
I know. You don't even know what month we're in, bitch. You don't even know that we're fucking in March.
It's so convoluted. I was actually excited to watch Daytona this year, and it was just the way it ended. I mean, that last 30 minutes of Daytona was insufferable, and it seems like every race this year has ended that way.
Yeah. Fuck NASCAR.
Kyle Busch, Joey Logano, Tyler Reddick, Ricky Stenhouse, and William Byron run too.
That's it. William Byron's won two?
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Fuck him. I like William Byron.
Yeah, he's cool. Fuck NASCAR. Bubba Wallace.
All right, this bitch right on out. I gotta poop.
Well, don't push too hard.
See you guys
tomorrow.
Hopefully
it just flows out of you.
See you guys tomorrow.
Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone.